The sluggish economy isn't stopping Americans from buying one big-ticket item, new homes. The National Association of Realtors predicts this will be a record year for home sales. The association also expects home prices to keep rising at more than 3 times the rate of inflation. This has some economists making worried comparisons to the stock market bubble of the late 1990s, but most experts say there's little chance of home prices crashing the way stocks have. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
First-time buyer Charlene Bird has been shopping for a new home in San Diego and suffering a bad case of sticker shock.
I saw a couple of homes yesterday. One was built in 1961. They were asking $239.9 for. The inside needed work on it. It needed new cabinets and, you know, carpeting was bad. The house was small. And we're talking $239.9.
Bird isn't the only one who's surprised. San Diego is one of the nation's hottest real estate markets with a median home price of about $330,000, up more than 23% from a year ago. But John Caraval, who tracks home prices for DataQuick, says the purchase price is not really that important.
Nobody really writes a check for the purchase price. They write a check for the down payment, and they commit themselves to writing checks once a month for the next 15 or 30 years. And if you look at it that way, their homes right now are actually quite affordable.
That's because mortgage interest rates are remarkably low. Caraval points to two nearly identical condominium sales in California, one in 1989, the other this spring. Even though the sales price had jumped during the decade from $140,000 to $211,000, the monthly payments are almost identical. Even the upfront cash required was roughly the same, since many lenders now offer mortgages with as little as 3% down. While few cities are seeing price jumps like San Diego's, Chief Economist David LeRae of the National Association of Realtors says home prices around the country are going up by an average of 6% per year.
I think we would be foolish to say this can go on forever and that housing will be a superior investment to stocks and bonds. What we can say, however, is that home price appreciation will not, and I emphasize not, turn into depreciation. This bubble will deflate, not pop. So we'll come down off these highs, but certainly I don't think we're going to turn negative.
Not that some people aren't concerned. Real estate forecasters have been nervously scanning the horizon for warning signs, such as an increase in loan defaults. But so far, Caraval says no signs have surfaced.
Not only do we see no red flashing lights on the dashboard of life here, we don't see any yellow flashing lights either.
Analysts say simple demographics dictate strong demand for housing over the next decade. Nicholas Retsinas of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard predicts more than 1 million new homeowners every year, many of them foreign-born.
Even if you were to curtail immigration, which I'm not sure is going to happen, but even if you were to do that, the immigrants who have already come here over the last few years will be the basis for new household formations going forward.
So long as demand for housing outstrips supply, and barring a huge change in interest rates, prices should continue to increase, but not in the frenzied way that internet stock values did. The high transaction cost of buying and selling real estate tends to discourage the kind of speculative trading we saw in the stock market. Prices don't increase as quickly, nor do they collapse so dramatically. Various tax advantages also make housing an attractive investment, and unlike a 401k plan, you can live in a home. That's what Charlene Bird is looking forward to.
To me, it's going to be a feel so much freedom that I can say that this is Charlene's house, and I don't have to worry about if the rent is going up. You know, it's just more of a freedom. I can say this is mine.
A few days ago, Bird made a successful offer of $262,000 on a 1,500-square-foot home. She's due to close escrow at the end of next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.